Ho, 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 Chambra. Ho, ho, ho. Yes. Arr, yes. Happy holidays. Yes. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Yes, we're going to have some singing and some fun today. This is a very, very special time. I'm David McMaster, a.k.a.
Rudolph.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a little cheese. Just sometimes doesn't go that far. Yeah, but oh well. So here we are in this magical time. Shoud for our December shoud. Shoud for the end of the year. 2014, what a year it's been. And can you imagine what 2015 is going to be like?
Wow.
I don't think we can. No, I think it's off the charts. In a way, we can imagine, but in another way, we already know. This is the time. The ship's hit the fan, and now the fan and everything else is moving, and it is. At lightning speed. And we beat a cause, huh? That's it. And let's take a breath with that. What a special time with a special group of people gathering all over the world right here. And let me ask you, is this something here? Is this spectacular? Woo! My. If that doesn't give you shivers, you may not be breathing. Just absolutely, it's movie set quality, truly. And, you know, what an interesting contrast. You know, we're having, like, all over America now, these demonstrations about the grand jury's acquittal of basically, you know, people that have died at their hands. And there's a peace demonstrations, you know, going on and a protest of, you know, our current system. So here we are, the land of the free, but there's still some things that need to be tweaked and changed. And that's happening. So we have that going on one hand. On the other hand, we have a group of Chambra who were in Egypt doing Timeless on the Nile. So here we are. It's about as major contrast as you can find, both going on simultaneously and both working in perfect harmony for really where we're going in this new era, this new energy. And let's bring Jeff and Linda down, the pioneers and the ambassadors of change and of Chambra. Happy holiday.
Always, thank you.
Thanks, David. Thanks, thanks. Hello, Chambra. Oh, it feels good to be back here in Colorado after an amazing journey in Egypt, as David was just talking about. And you realize this is our first Christmas in the new studio. Just like David said, it looks so beautiful.
Jeff and I are truly, truly Christmas freaks. And we were saying this the other day that, you know, everybody's always whining like, oh, they're bringing out Christmas crap in August. And we're like, yay! And it's like, you know, our thing is like, okay, all right, Halloween's done. It's okay now to like do the Christmas stuff. And Jeff and I think that we both love it so much. For one thing, it's a holiday season featuring Crimson, by no coincidence.
Yes.
And it puts light and sparkle on everything. It adds grace and celebration to everything you look at. And everybody does weird, crazy things because they can. I think it's an inspiring holiday season.
And you match so well with the rest of the studio. And yeah.
No coincidence.
Wow. And I don't know if you can notice, but little reindeer on my tie.
So cute, Jeff. So
yeah,
cute.
Yeah.
And
my Christmas
socks. No detail missed here.
Yeah. Christmas socks.
No detail missed. Where he's not going to show you the underwear. No underwear. That's private.
That is private. But anyway, what a great time of the year. And it feels so festive in here today. I mean, it always does, but
more
today
so.
In particular, it just really feels festive and happy. And I notice everybody talking and eating and eating,
talking and eating
before we started. And it's like, Linda, we start in 3 minutes and nobody's even in their
chair. Jeff
was
actually getting kind of worried about it. It's like, how will we ever start? Because we were in the green room getting ready and all we could hear was, ha, 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 chocolate. Ha, 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 chocolate.
Anyway, it's good to be here. And of course, tonight after our gathering here, after the Adamus Channel, we have the party over at the Courtyard by Marriott. It's within walking distance, stumbling distance, driving, very close by. So that'll be fun. Really looking forward to the day.
I'm looking forward to it, too. We had a whole wonderful group of volunteers and staff that put all the details together, and I think they've done a really good job.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, I hear them chatting about this detail or that detail, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And what I love is, you know, just walking in here. Like this morning, I got in about 10:30, and a lot of the staff was already here, and just the place, wow, was magical, and the ability to transform the backdrop and turn it into Christmas. I can't wait for the next holiday. What's coming up?
New Year's.
It's going to be about the same, but St. Patrick's Day. We could really.
That's a green holiday. I don't look so good in green.
February.
It's not my color.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, there's my color.
Valentine's Day. Yeah.
There's my color.
We do want to welcome all those who are listening in online. And I think you can see through the monitor, through the television also, what a beautiful, beautiful Christmas background this is.
Well, that's if you're listening, if you're watching from the CrimsonCircles.com site.
Yes.
If you're listening from BTR or the Awakening Zone, you should, if you'd like to see the beauty in this room, you should go to the CrimsonCircle.com.
Absolutely.
And look for the Shoud video. Since the Awakening Zone is going away, you know, this is your last chance to make that switch.
So we do want to welcome and acknowledge everyone who's listening in online, and of course to those who are here from outside of Colorado. Colorado,
we
known worldwide as the, not the Rocky Mountain High State, but as the Get High State.
When we were in Egypt,
everybody always says, where are you from? Where are you from? And it's like, Colorado. Oh, man. Whoa, you're from Colorado. Oh, cool, dude. And it's like, yeah, you know, I mean, yeah. No, really, it has a worldwide reputation. Yeah, absolutely.
And the real estate prices are actually going through the roof. That houses are selling for more than what people ask for them, and companies are moving here to attract young people for technology
work. Young people, hell. Anyway, Linda.
We got to tell you this. Now, somebody was carrying on, you know, this Facebook rant thing about that maybe Jeff and I were big dopers. We're not. Yeah, and it's like, no, but we're old enough.
Where did you see that on Facebook?
Don't make me say the names.
I
Anyways, it's a joke. It's like, Jeff and I just laugh about it. I haven't been into a pot shop yet.
You know what? Tonight,
I said yet.
Why don't we all go? There's one right across the street from where we're having our Christmas party. Whoa.
Well, we were
laughing.
I'm
getting chills just thinking of that.
Because I heard somebody saying, well, that's no big deal. You can only buy an ounce. And it's like,
you don't understand
what you're talking about. But okay, we'll move on.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's a great suggestion. We'll just all wander over there. Woo-hoo. Okay. Anyway, Linda, who's in from out of town?
Well, we have a special guest. It's the brother of Mr. Nash, Chad Nash, traveling the world. We don't know where he's from. Where was that?
Planet Unicorn.
Okay.
I just bought my house in California, so I'm just traveling the world.
Okay. Well, welcome. We hope we don't scare you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Is this your first?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Leslie, lock the door over there, if you would, please.
From Solana Beach, California, Stefan Weigand.
Stefan, good to see you again.
From Fairfield, California, Pamela Williams. Escaping
the
rain, right?
Good to see you.
Nice to see you. From Canton, Georgia, Laura Bowen. Where are you, Laura?
Hi, Laura.
Nice
How
to
are
see you?
You,
Laura.
Good to see you.
Okay, I will say this wrong, but I know you're going to be kind. And Somariva from Edgewood, New Mexico. Where are you? Thank you for being here with us again. From Penfield, New York. Jean Lindsay.
Hi,
hello, Jean.
Good to see you.
From Toronto, Ontario, we have Jim Snow.
Hi, Jim.
Welcome, Jim. Wow, he's dressed. He's got Adamus in his mind. Whoa.
I told him not to sit on the aisle.
Oh.
Yeah, warned him.
All right. Okay. Well, that's it for our guests.
Okay, well, let's jump right into it. Yeah.
We have some guests from Mexico.
Oh.
Oh, you're not on my list. And your name is? Welcome. Glad you could be with us. I'm sorry that you're not on my list. Thank you. Thank you very much
for rejoining. Anybody else?
Anybody else got left out?
Anybody else? Okay.
Sart's here, but I don't know where he's from.
You know, I have to say that this monthly webcast makes stars of some of the people that are here. For instance, when we were in Egypt, there were people from 18, 19 different countries. And the ones who come from Colorado, the regulars at the monthly meetings, everybody recognizes them right away. Marty and Laura, everybody's, oh, it's Marty and Laura. And of course,
they don't say Marty.
Oh, actually, they do ask, the Egyptians were asking what mofo meant.
And we couldn't tell them. It's like, it's just a little nickname. Doesn't mean anything. Of course, then he wanted to have his little thing done with mofo. And I was like, no, you can't do that.
Cartouche?
Yeah,
cartouche is mofo.
Did you get a mofo cartouche?
Yeah. Okay. No, but nobody would know what it means. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back into it. It seems like ages ago since we had the... I'm waiting for the slide to catch up. I had to go backwards. But it's a nice little Christmassy intro.
Oh, you put so much love into it. I watched you working on it.
I know. Every little detail. Okay, grab this next one.
Oh, DNA.
It's been a long time since we met.
Nobody's talking about that, are they?
It was Charisma, the third series in Charisma. And I totally forget what we talked about. So actually, the reason we do the Shout recap is so I can get back on track. So let's have the house lights down, the heat off, and it's a little warm in here. If we could just crack the door a little bit. Okay. And let's see what we did last month for Shout number 3.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, is that here?
Yeah. Profound point of the day, and this is something that we're talking about in Kehoc, but I wanted to mention it here because it is so simple and so profound, and you're not singularly dimensional. Well, you are, but you aren't. You're acting like it. You're dressed like it. Jesus. You are playing the part, but the reality is you are not singular at all. You're not working towards multi-dimensional, multi-consciousness. You already have it. Everything in life is multi-layer, multi-dimensional, not hierarchical, not in stair steps, but going everywhere, every different direction. But you get focused on one perspective, and the profound statement of the day, and in everything you do, I don't care what problem. Hey, stop for a moment. Feel into your big problem today, today's problem. No, just one, not eight. Big problem, okay. And you're looking at it from one perspective, one slice. You wave the and, crystal and wand. You wave that, and suddenly you realize that there are many, many other perspectives that you're not looking at. Not just solutions, but the problem itself. You start to realize the problem itself is actually much bigger than what you thought it was. Bigger meaning it's not just this little, tightly focused, laser-beam, crappy, shitty little problem. And, it's a huge problem. God, it's been going on for about 8,000 generations in your family. Oh, it's a really big problem. And it has to do with lack, you know, lack of abundance. It flows through ancestral karma, ancestral biology, and you know, you get some illness, and it's because your great-grandmother had the illness. Ah, it's not a little problem. It's a huge problem. But the beauty in that is that they're also beautiful, huge releases and resolutions, answers and new perspectives that you would have never considered. When you live in that little box that doesn't have these three letters, A-N-D in it, you feel trapped. You know what it's like now that you've set yourself free. You know what it's like to bring that and into your life. Stop dwelling on the little problem. Go for the big problem. That's my motto. Now, it's beautiful because suddenly you realize it's so overwhelming, so ludicrous, and so beyond you, the human, to resolve it. It is big. I mean, generations, lifetimes, cosmoses, big problem. And you go, I'm not going to solve that. I'm not going to try to fix anything. It's actually not even my problem. It's their problem. And you take a deep breath, and so it becomes that simple. It's not irresponsible, not whatsoever. Why should you take responsibility for a butterfly flapping its wings on the other side of the world right now? Why? Well, why? Because you kind of like to do it. That's why you've been doing it. That's why we continue to have talks like this where I'm mildly offensive, somewhat provocative, and amazingly humorous, even though you're not laughing now. But you will someday when you re-listen to this. Next month, I guarantee you'll be laughing when you watch that video. Hello. So, and no matter what is going on in your life, would you do yourself this favor? Stop for a moment. Take a deep breath and remember those three words, and, und, if you're in Germany, what it is in other places, you look it up yourself. And there is so much more. It's multidimensional. It is not a singular problem. It's not a little problem. It's not a singular solution, and it's not a little solution. It's transformational, multidimensional. It doesn't come from here. Here is going to be singular, limited, little, annoying. When you take that deep breath and you bring in your I am-ness, let's call it today, let's call it the I am-ness, just to be cute.
Oh.
yeah, I just made that up. But then you're going to freak out. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but you do the old freak out thing. Oh, things are changing. I don't know if I can handle it. No, you can't. I guarantee that right now. Well, next slide, please. You can't handle it. Sorry.
That's what you want on the slide?
Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it. You can't handle it. And that's the good news. And you don't have to handle it. That's the best news of the day. You don't have to handle it. You're used to handling stuff, solving stuff, working on things, fixing things, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to anymore. I'm over here. She's just writing on the board. You don't need to solve it. Why? Simply said, it kind of solves itself naturally. Have you noticed all your problems have either cleaned up or the people have died? They just go away. The people and the problems, they just kind of go away. Sooner or later, you're still here. You're able to laugh every third joke of mine. That's pretty amazing that you can do that. I'm amusing myself today.
Good.
And I always do. So you stop trying to solve all your own problems. You can't handle it. You really can't. And you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. Really, you shouldn't have to handle all that stuff. The problems of the world, the problems in your life, the problems of everybody you know. You weren't put here to handle that. No, let them handle it. Let everybody handle what they choose to handle. You don't have to handle a thing. You have this great thing called the I am, your soul, your divinity, whatever you want to call it. It's you. It's sitting right there. It's just in disguise. It's in latency right now. It handles that. It really does. It handles stuff. Now, it doesn't go in and pay your bills for you, but it, this I am-ness, it moves you out of that consciousness where you even have to pay bills, really. It doesn't know how to pay bills, doesn't want to know how. It doesn't know how to heal your physical body, doesn't want to know how. So you know what it does? It, you, just move yourself out of that consciousness, the consciousness of being ill or being broke or whatever. Let's take a big, deep breath for and in your life. Multidimensional. It's not singular. There's not one problem. It's not a little problem. It's huge and it's multifaceted. And in every facet of every problem are tremendous transformations, releases, energies, beauties, gems that are going unrealized right now. Why? Because you get really focused. The simple three letters, A-N-D, give you a whole different perspective.
Thanks. Thanks to Jeffrey Hoppe for being willing to channel this crazy and stuff. I loved your outfit. That was hot.
I think Adamus liked the superhero thing.
I caught that.
Yeah, I think he really, I think he's probably going to want to do more of that.
Scary.
Very scary. So that was last month, and really meaning that we're multidimensional. We tend to look at our lives around us as singular, you know, just the way it is. But Adamus is encouraging us to remember that it's very multidimensional. Many facets of everything. You don't have to follow that linear path and try to solve all the problems. You just hop onto another point of consciousness and allow it to take care of itself. So he was pretty good. I think he loved the costume.
I got that.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
And his wand.
Like, yeah, ooh. Yeah. I kept on waiting for him to break it over my head. Let's take a look at recent events, the month of November. Of course, we were in Egypt. It was our fifth time there. Every time we go is life-changing, transformational. Words can't say it enough. How many here were with us on this
Several.
Trip?
Quite a few.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you recovering?
Still, yeah. We really need to put that disclaimer up front that this will change your life in many, many ways. Very difficult to explain up front. You know, you think, oh, we're going to hop on a boat and cruise down the Nile. That's the distraction. That's the reason. Visiting temples, just a reason for going. But
well, the temples are a wonderful thing to visit and to notice. And, I mean, it's, you know, stuff, some of it's 6,000 years old, which is, there are not very many places on the planet you can go and even visit something with that kind of history. But for me, this timeless on the Nile trip, this Nile trip, was some of the most stunning material I've ever seen on our Nile cruise. And again, fifth time, and I really didn't expect to get knocked sideways.
There's 67 of us from
Amazing.
19 different countries. It was so, it was just beautiful. So much so that on our opening dinner, the main newspaper from Cairo actually sent a reporter to Luxor, where we were, to do a story and to take pictures. And they were just so thankful that that there were all these people coming from different parts of the world, and they really couldn't quite understand, you know, what our group was about.
So we couldn't explain it.
No, and we couldn't. The reporter asked, he said, so what is it that brings everyone together from all these different parts of the world? What's the common bond? And it is very difficult to explain, and I fumbled with words, I'm sure, and use things like consciousness and spirituality and the rest of that, and you could tell the reporter had no clue, and neither did I. But it was, it was so beautiful.
It was amazing.
I think it was a total of 8 or 9 regular days, and then some extra days on each side. And what happens is, just beyond words. So we do have a video with
it,
shots.
It invited experiences that I don't think even you and I have ever had like we had on this trip. It was just, Jeff and I are both stunned, I think, that every time I think I'm sure I've heard it all, there's some new experience, something else that happens that just keeps expanding and blowing my mind.
And it's against the backdrop of this ancient country. It's right. gone through its own turmoil, still going through things. There's a lot of poverty in Egypt, but yet it's such a beautiful country in so many ways. We do a lot of temple visiting up early in the morning, getting up at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning to go out and visit the temples before anybody else shows up. I think probably one of the most beautiful parts of it is just the afternoons floating down the Nile, unforgettable. Talking to Chambra, lounging, sleeping, just watching time go by. This year's theme was particular. Well, we'll talk about that after the video. So okay. let's play the video first, and then talk a little bit about the session.
We hope that some of that this video give you just a feel into the wonderful journey that it was.
All the shots are from Chambra. So here we go.
Uh-huh. Could you feel the magic? I mean, it's just really one of the ultimate experiences for me every time.
And thank you to Jean for doing all the editing and putting everything together, sorting through a lot of photos. Thank you. And that video will be available on YouTube. Particularly, I know the people who were on the trip just love to watch it over and over. Every evening at about sundown, we'd gather on the sun deck after a long day of visiting temples and being lazy on the sun deck, but we'd gather for our sessions. We had, of course, Adamus. We were also gifted with having two sessions with Kamat the Merlin, which is the Merlin of Avalon, and a session with Kathumi and another session with Saint Germain. So we really had four different entities. The materials were just incredible. But before I talk about them, I just want to mention one of my favorite points. We were docked at Aswan one night, all tethered up, docked in, and the gangplank was down. We were secure for the night. We weren't sailing at that point.
You have to be rigged, have an appointment to be where you're at. This is something that's not just random.
Yeah, so we were all in for the night and got up on the sun deck and started the session. And right when Linda finished the breathing and Adamus was supposed to come in, all hell broke loose, noise-wise. All of a sudden, the prayers from the mosque that are played over the loudspeakers from all around, dozens of mosques, and there was street noises and ambulance noises.
Discotheque.
There's a disco, you know, right down below, and it's like all of a sudden the noise level. And Adamus handled it like a master.
Better than you did.
Much like a master. And Adamus simply looked over at Lucia, our assistant, and said, Lucia. And he just said, have the captain move the boat. And Lucia's like, who, me? Yeah. She's like, you must be joking. And he's, no, I'm not. Move the boat. And she went running downstairs, and Adamus said, all right, I'll talk for a few minutes here. And I'm thinking to myself, Adamus, this is really stupid. I mean, it's a dumb setup because what if the captain says, no, I can't, or we're not allowed to, or whatever else. And on top of that, it's going to take 30 minutes to get the thing moved, and it's, what a hassle. And Adamus didn't care. He's just like,
how shocking.
The boat. And he basically said, the master doesn't worry about the details, doesn't doubt, doesn't question, just commands the energy. And sure enough, within about 5 or 6 minutes, you could feel the engines were coming on the boat, we were being unmoored or untethered, and pretty soon we were out in the open bay, away from all the noise, and just kind of floating on the water again. And to me, it was one of the most beautiful examples. Just move the boat. It's like saying, just move the Empire State Building. I don't give a damn how you do it, and do it timely. You know? And everybody was, of course, was like, the noise will be okay. We can hear just fine. We'll put up with it. Move the boat. And I'll never forget that moment. Anyway, the materials had nothing to do with Egypt, the channels, the seven incredible sessions. It was about time and timelessness. Some of the best material I've heard in a long time, or I've channeled. There was a stunning, stunning point where Merlin came in one night and took us through an experience that afterwards nobody could move for 20, 30 minutes. We just played some light music, and everybody just sat in the chairs. We had several nights like that. The information was beyond anything I've ever channeled, anything I've ever experienced.
Well, you were personally deeply affected.
Yeah, yeah. And I think everybody that was there was, because they were part of creating it. Some incredible materials about time, the nature of time, the Adamus's physics of time.
There's such a beautiful clarity with the information that he gave.
And some amazing experiences. We had actually wondered while we were in Egypt if we would even offer it. It was kind of like, maybe I was getting a little too territorial, but it's like, I don't want anybody who wasn't here to hear this because it was so deeply personal. We finally agreed. We had some of our staff listen to it to make sure we weren't just fooling ourselves. And they listened to it, and the same reaction was, this is incredible material. So it is on the Cloud class. I think it became available yesterday. It'll play through March 7th. So if you're interested in it, it's on the cloud class. I do suggest that when you listen to it, you put in some headsets or have a good speakers and really give yourself the time for each session to go through it just one by one. There's such an experience in each one of them. It's not like any of the other materials that you might have heard along the way. Truly amazing material. So anyway, that's we changed the name of the product. Instead of Timeless on the Nile, we're just calling it Timeless because it really had not much to do with being on the Nile.
You once hear the material, it totally changes your perspective and your clarity beyond what I imagined.
So we'll quickly go through upcoming events because we've got about 15 minutes. For the remainder of the holiday season, we have some wonderful things. Tonight, for instance, our Christmas dinner over at the Courtyard by Marriott after we go visit the local marijuana store. And I'm kidding. It's legal. I don't care. It's legal. It's like saying, oh, let's have a glass of wine over at the Courtyard by Marriott. If anybody here, whoever's going, right after you're done here, we can go over there. The bar is open at, and I think the room at 4:30. Dinner starts at 6. So looking forward to seeing you there. It'll be fun. We've changed the date of the January Shoud.
Because we can.
That's right. to December 31st, so it could be the New Year's Shoud and New Year's Party. Be right here. We'll have the Shoud. We'll have music with Yoham, live music with Yoham. They're coming in for the month of January, actually. And afterwards, we're going to have premium appetizers. That means get those little hot dogs, not just potato chips, premium, really good stuff. Little weenies, you know, you cooked
Jeff,
in barbecue sauce.
That's not funny.
Premium appetizers.
That's not funny. And the reason Jeff is talking about them, because actually he loves them.
I do.
And the only time.
Who doesn't love those little holiday weenies, you know? And
who doesn't? I don't.
You cook them in barbecue sauce.
It's just like rub them on your butt.
Oh, man.
It's like, my God.
You know, it's the holidays.
Oh, my God. Salt and fat. Yum.
Premium appetizers and Schlitz beer.
I promise there'll be more than cocktail weenies.
Oh, we're going to live. So we do have some spaces open for it, but please, if you're interested, register now because it will sell out. In 2015, which is just a couple days away from
us. So, Jeff, are you bringing the premium cocktail weenies?
I will. I'll make some. I'm going to cook them in that little, a little crock pot, you know. You just put some...
weenies in a crock pot.
Jack
That's
Daniel's
really
barbecue sauce in
wow,
it.
Wow, I hear Wisconsin calling.
Let them
calling.
Simmer for about 4 days. You add a little extra Jack Daniel's, and away you go. You got premium appetizers.
Wisconsin's calling.
Yeah. And you serve them with potato chips. Anyway, 2015. In January, we have the ProNOS 2015 event. You may remember from last year, ProNOS 2014. We're doing it in 2015. And if you really want to look into the energies of the year and longer, but particularly 2015 and beyond, you'll get a real good indication. I went back over what was said at ProNOS 2014, and it was very accurate in terms of an overall direction.
Overview.
It's not it's supposed to be a psychic predictions. It's saying, here's the trends. And this year we have... by the way, January 17th and 18th, right here in the studio.
Here in the studio? Wow.
What a concept. Or you can also watch online as a cloud class. And I don't know how to pronounce those other words, but it does say it's
también
also
en español.
Be in Spanish. Yes. This year's panel includes Patricia Aubardine, the best-selling author of Megatrends 2000, Jim Self, who we love working with, Dr. Doug Davies, an amazing astrologer and intuitive. Of course, Linda, myself, Adamus, and whoever else might be coming through. So that's the...
We're excited about adding Patricia, because Patricia is absolutely renowned for her ability to forecast social trends.
Right. So it'll be a great panel. And again, it will be a cloud class or live. And of course, if you come live, you can also watch in the cloud class.
Okay.
Next up would be, that's still ProNOS 10 live or in person. Yeah. I need to look at my notes in advance. Okay.
They were right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just get so caught up
excited.
With that.
Yeah. I know, I can feel
quantum
it.
Quantum allowing comes
I think
to Colorado.
That tie, is it too tight?
No, it's fine. It does feel funny after years in the corporate world of wearing a tie and then not, and then wearing it again.
But you look handsome. Doesn't he look handsome?
Oh,
in
thank
a
you. I mean,
tie?
Come on.
I always think so.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you're doing well, boo-boo.
Quantum allowing comes to Colorado. It's January 21st through the 24th. Right here, quantum allowing is what we consider one of the real core courses. So we're going to be doing it with Yoham.
It's truly an experience.
Live music with Yoham. Okay, and moving. Oh, I need to look at my notes. First time in the U.S., live music. Oh, you have to take SES. 84% of the attendees in the past rate it life-changing.
I want to mention real quick the thing about SES, and there are plenty of teachers to teach it. If there isn't one scheduled, contact Maya. She'll find a teacher. If you can put even the smallest group together to teach SES, you know, at first, we just need you to know that it is so clear to us when you've taken SES versus if you haven't, how you go through an event, how you experience it, and what we see time and time again says it's just basic, helpful experience worthy, and it more and more it's going to be a requirement. So if you haven't taken it, do it.
Good. Coming in February is the threshold in Canada. What a concept. Canada in February.
Wow, it sounds like a Packer fan something would do. It's like,
but actually, we loved this Sparkling Hill Resort so much when we were there in October. We said, you know, we need to go back. It's just so conducive. And you know, don't worry, you're not going to go outside anyway. You are in the spa all afternoon, and during the mornings and early afternoon we have sessions. But
God, cold and snow anymore.
But you know, actually, there's world class skiing within 30 minutes.
Absolutely true.
So it's amazing.
It's true. It is a really, really beautiful property. As Jeff was saying, the spa, I have never seen a spa quite like this one, and we've seen some pretty good ones. They have just the steam rooms and how you want to experience that. It's incredible. Swimming pools.
Very nurturing. We have 11 spots left, so if you're interested.
Oh, and it's the weirdest place on the planet for me because it was almost something worrisome about it to me, but it's the one place where I've been at a hotel where everybody's walking around in these white bathrobes. It was weird. It's like, get dressed. But no, everybody walks around in their bathrobes
like
throughout the
breakfast.
Whole place.
Yeah. Okay.
Even dinner. Yeah. It was scary.
Yeah. Okay, moving along.
Okay.
In March, we're going to be doing Consciousness Unleashed in Medellin, Colombia. Yeah, I just found out about it.
last night.
Linda's like, could you make a new slide? It'll be March 20th and 22nd. We're still working on the final details for the hotel, but we have locked in that we will be down there doing Consciousness Unleashed.
Medellin is actually spelled a little differently, but you get the idea.
Yeah, it's
spelled. Yeah, IE
instead of Jeffrey spelling.
Yeah.
We will have Spanish translation. So
we're excited about it. The Colombians are always so celebratory, so it should be an amazing Consciousness Unleashed.
We'll be releasing details of that next week.
Yep, soon, very soon.
April brings us to Kauai. Always a great place to go in April, particularly when the winter is getting a little long. And we initially called the event Light Integration based on some things that have been channeled recently with Adamus and particularly with Kihak. We've changed the name to Kasama. Kasama is a word that Adamus uses that means the soul's destiny. So he kind of restructured what we thought was going to be the light body integration into something much, much more in depth. It'll feature Adamus, Merlin, and Saint Germain. And we will be doing the light body integration, but it will be going far beyond that as well. Basically, in a nutshell, Kasama means that there is the realized part of yourself that we think is in the future. But it's really not. It's right here. Kasama means allowing that realized self right here, right now. The future is right now. So a lot of this comes from recent Kihak sessions and also things from Egypt. So Adamus highly suggested we kind of redo that. So yesterday was a busy day.
I want to add something that Jeff and I keep observing over and over again. When we name an event, naming an event is kind of a placeholder. It's a sort of it's our way of just giving putting some, making it physical. But at the end of the day, things change so fast and evolve so fast that no matter what we call it, Adamus is moving as fast as the energy moves.
He doesn't care what we call it.
He doesn't care what we call it.
They're actually all mystery schools because it's a mystery of what's going to happen. And they're all different. They're all different, everyone you go to. So we've sent out a notice to those of you who have signed up for Kauai saying you're upgraded free of charge. anybody else
more
interested, it's going to be fascinating. So I see that as kind of a whole new workshop.
Oh, that's such a birthing energy, so it's a nice place for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
May is the Amyo Retreat in Tuscany. And it's selling out very, very quickly. 18 spaces left. I won't say a whole lot about it because we're kind of running on time, out of time. But it's about living the Amyo life, being abundant, being a lot less stressful in your life, letting things come to you. We had a great time last year in Tuscany at the resort that we had this at, and we said, let's go back. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's, once again, a very easy, beautiful place to get some incredible material and a great place to explore. I mean, the Tuscany area is just remarkable. I was very surprised and happy.
Okay, a little preview of our cloud classes. The cloud classes. With the cloud classes, we can run a number of different things at the same time. You can go and view them for 90 days. And what's playing right now is this new Timeless product. Just came out yesterday. Really amazing sessions, 7 sessions, and stunning kind of the direction Adamus is taking all of us in.
You simply go to thecrimsoncircle.com, and you will see under events, cloud classes, and whatever is being currently offered, you can see it there.
The new Earth update is available through January 21st. That was recorded right here, I think about a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple other classes on there. There are cloud classes now translated into Spanish, German,
Russian,
and a couple other languages. So check it out at crimsoncircle.com, cloud classes. Okay, what else?
Awakening Zone.
Awakening Zone. Oh, just a reminder that Awakening Zone is going quiet, going off the air on December 31st. As a matter of fact, the last Awakening Zone show will be the New Year's shout on December 31st. So we'll be retiring the Awakening Zone at that time.
Pretty easy to say that we're a little beyond awakening, that you are. We know where we're at, and it's beyond that, and we just want to clear up the distractions.
Yeah, and just really a reminder that if you have any favorite episodes over the years, you can download them now, free of charge, of course, but that all goes away on January 1. All falls apart.
Oh. Oh. Boo-boo.
Okay, whoa. And now it's time for Shambra News. The latest rift. A couple of quick reminders on the Shambra News. For those of you who get into routines and patterns, remember that the next shout is Wednesday. Oh, wrong slide. Huh. Those who get involved in routines and patterns should look at their notes. No, actually, I think I just jumped ahead.
You were wrong.
One.
Sorry. I know it doesn't happen often, but you were wrong.
I think maybe. No. Okay. Slides are out of order or something.
No, they're in order.
Okay. As a reminder, the Shambra Monthly, award-winning Shambra Monthly magazine features the latest articles, information about workshops and gatherings and events. Beautiful design with Mark Ritter, wonderful editorial and editing work with Gene Tinder. So please do check it out. Some great articles this month. Okay, now to the December 31st shout.
There.
Remember, it's going to be on Wednesday, December 31st, not the usual for Saturday.
Why did we move it? Because we can. We have a Chambre studio.
We wanted to have a party.
Yeah.
And at that December 31st shout, Linda and I are going to give a State of the Circle address.
Oh.
But does anybody really watch even the State of the Union? Have you ever tried? Really?
I have.
Oh,
I have.
Yeah, okay. I try, but...
I just want to hear what the
malarkey
is.
There is a lot of changes going on right now with all of us, with the Crimson Circle. And so many things have evolved this year. Linda and I want to talk a little bit about what's ahead with the Crimson Circle, Chambre, kind of the direction we're taking. And so everybody's got a good picture of where we go.
Hasn't it been a big year? I mean, really, when you feel into it, big year. Big year.
So we will be doing that. So if you're interested in State of the Union or State of the Circle addresses, I'll make sure to tune in for it. I'm sure it'll be exciting. I'm joking. And it being holiday, Christmas season.
Loosen the tie.
We want to remind everybody that you can become a Crimson Circle angel. These are people from all around the world who regularly contribute $22, $44, or $99 a month. It allows us to do things like what we're doing here. It allows us to put out a lot of information and things
great
for Chambre all around the world. So no pressure, but just a reminder if you're interested in becoming a Crimson Circle angel.
As an angel, you're most appreciated. We love what you quietly allow us to do.
And angels do get advance notice on all the events and some
other things. Oh, you forgot an upcoming event.
Which one?
You forgot the Angel broadcast on December 12th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Next Friday is a broadcast. Twice a year, angels get a special broadcast, special channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
December 12th.
So with that, we're finished just on time, I think, within...
Jeff, you are so good.
That's amazing. So we're going to take a 30-minute break, come back and see what Adamus has to say today. There's plenty of food, plenty of drinks, so please enjoy. For everybody listening in online, we'll see you in 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.